It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chef.
Oh!
.5 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich, and with the return of sports means the return of making that sweet cheddar. Hi.
Hey! And let me tell you the sponsor. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has thousands of dollars up for grabs this weekend. Download DraftKings now. Use promo code SportsHub during sign-up and play for a chance to win a big prize, or the big prize. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is Joe Murray and Dan Lifshatz. They have the Over Under 98.5 podcast. And they have found things to gamble on. And there's more and more happening as life goes on. Hello, gentlemen.
How's it going, Fred?
Hello, guys.
Oh, we have Murray on the phone.
That's right. We have Lifshatz here, Murray there.
Ooh. Yeah, I work nights. I'm working nights the rest of this week, so that's the reason why.
All right. Well, you sound up and at 'em. All right.
All right.
So you guys got to be excited. There are things to gamble on now, actually.
Yes, the MLS.
The MLS.
Wow. By the way, the MLS sneaky got their crap together. And I feel bad for them because they're doing this better than any league and nobody cares. Yeah. Like, nobody's talking about
it. They're big World Cup style tournament. Oh, everyone's in.
They're starting.
Three matches a day. It's going to be great.
It's everything that you want, like, in the sport that you love to get up and done and launch. Yeah. And nobody's talking about it. So, except for, of course, the gamblers, such as yourselves. I mean, if you're already making me money, like you did last week with some Korean soccer. I mean, let's talk about guys that you actually know kind of how good that they are, maybe.
Keyword kind of.
Yeah. But I bet you anything, Lifshatz knows more about Korean soccer than he does about the MLS.
It's pretty similar.
All right, but you know the 2019-20 La Liga championships. And you know, and I'm you like FC Barcelona -165, Real Madrid +135. Where are you going with that?
I'd probably roll Barcelona at this point. To be honest with you, Fred, I'm not looking for soccer futures today. But to be honest with you, I'd roll Barcelona. You know, if you're talking about the future to actually win the league, just because they're the more talented of the two sides. They're the deeper team and. Right now, or at least they were playing, you know, consistently better than Madrid, you know, going into, I guess, the Corona break.
All right. Yeah. So the real quick, the Colin Kaepernick signing with an NFL team, very bad odds if you are saying yes. What is your guy's opinion on that?
So I wanted to throw that in there. Interesting story if you guys want to look into this, but Bruce Arians was on Chris Long's podcast yesterday, and he mentioned that he may keep a quarterback on the roster just to quarantine him away from the team. And essentially there would be a quarantine QB for the Buccaneers. Well, maybe every other team should consider a quarantine QB in case when they have to go on the road or, you know, day before game day, a quarterback can't play. So you'll always have a quarterback ready to go who knows the playbook. Well, wouldn't this be a good option for Colin Kaepernick?
He wouldn't do it. Well, why not?
You might have an opportunity to actually play.
First of all, you're paying somebody to be a homebody. I mean, you're just
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. You can either keep them as a third quarterback, or you don't even have them on the roster at all, and you keep them as an emergency if there is some sort of sickness with a quarterback.
But it doesn't work unless they're quarantined. Isn't that what you're saying?
So they're away from the team. Let's hypothetically say a quarterback tests positive on a Friday. Right? They can't play in the game that week. Mm-hmm. They're just going to roll with their backup. They need another quarterback on the roster. Why not have a quarantine QB that's ready to go? And this is a Bruce Arians thing. This isn't a Joe Murray thing. I think it makes sense. What if Tom Brady gets sick a week before, 3 days before a game? They're just going to roll with Blaine Gabbert? Like, they're going to have some other quarterback in there. And I think that maybe that's a good thing for a Cam Newton or even a Colin Kaepernick. Be ready to play if a quarterback gets sick.
The thing about Cam Newton is he's been offered some backup roles before. Now, they haven't been for like a ton of money, so there's that part of it too. I think that he wants either a high profile backup quarterback one, or he obviously would want a starting one, but a third quarantine quarterback, he's not going to come back for that. He's not going to do that. Because then I think at that point he'll say, well, now you're just using me as a pawn. Now you're just using me for PR purposes. If you're going to bring me back, I want to have a real possibility to play. And if you're the third string quarterback, that's not it.
Do you guys don't think that's a good debate? Like, I actually think he could get a chance to play for a couple of weeks. And if he does well, it could show a team something. It's something to throw against the wall here, but those odds that he doesn't play, like, I don't know. I'd take a shot on it. I think he might actually have a consider, and the odds on that are +320, yes. So I don't know how you feel about it, Dan, but that quarantine QB might not be actually a bad idea.
I would not take yes. I wouldn't. I think that if you're the only reason you're signing Colin Kaepernick at this point is if you're a team looking for media attention. I'm sorry, that's the fact is that the guy hasn't played in 4 years now. There is no legitimate value to have Colin Kaepernick on your roster unless you want him for attention or you really believe he's going to help you. And I don't think that if there was really a team that really thought that Kaepernick was going to help them, I think that eventually someone would have signed him. I mean, the Ravens tried to. Obviously, that didn't, go well because of what happened. But I think that if there was he was really going to be able to help a team, I think a team would have said, screw it, we're signing him. And that hasn't happened. So I think the only chance you really have is if they're trying to, kind of help, push the movement along. And I don't know that that's going to happen yet. So I don't think that I don't think it's a great idea, in my opinion. I don't think that every team's going to carry three quarterbacks. I mean, maybe some team brings them in the camp, Joe, and I guess that's a possibility. But I don't see it happening.
All right.
By the way, the perfect quarantine QB would be Brian Hoyer, by the way.
as one that doesn't actually play, you just kind of have him back there to be like the coach.
You don't have to see him. Right?
Sure, it's Coach Hoyer, essentially. Yeah. That's why you got him there. Okay, so this is interesting because you've got the updated World Series odds, and I'm wondering if the shortened season has affected the way that you guys would bet. It sure doesn't look like it, because right now it kind of looks like the teams that would have been favored for the World Series at the beginning of a regular season are still. Is that correct?
Dan?
Yes. The teams that obviously are going to be, that are supposed to be the faves are still the faves. Nothing has changed odds-wise that because, we don't know who's playing or not. So to me, it's kind of the same thing that we were talking about last week, guys. I don't want to touch anything in regards to teams because I don't know who's playing yet. If Mookie Betts comes out and says, I don't want to play because, you know, I'm not getting my fair shake and yada, yada, yada. And again, which I think is, I think we're going to end up seeing that, you know, some of these guys don't want to play because the health risk and they're not getting their, you know, their full amount of salary, which eventually is probably going to be, you know, the agreement here between the owners and the players. I don't know how you want to lay a bet if you don't know someone who's playing. So right now, I'd stay clear of these odds. I'd stay far away from betting anything unless you want to, you know, take some value and you think there's some value with a team. I mean, feel free. But in my opinion, you're risking because you have no idea who's willing to play and who isn't.
All right, you got so Detroit plus 3,000. I mean, you can do that. I mean, you got to, I mean, Cabrera might not play, and that will ruin the season for him. But, you know, what do you got? I mean, what are you going to do?
Fred, that wasn't 3,000. That was 30,000. They're plus 30,000.
Yeah. So put a couple shekels on that thing and see how you do.
I'll take your money.
One thing to add to that, the NBA odds, I know me and Dan discussed them last week, but there's 40 or 50 players that are you guys were just talking about it, that are, you know, concerned about playing in the bubble. 40 to 50 players in the NBA are concerned about playing, and they might get a chance to not play. So who is that? Like, you know, I know that Woj said that they weren't, you know, playoff contender type players, but I don't know. Like 40 to 50 players don't want to play in the NBA. That could significantly change the odds, Dan.
Yeah, I agree. But if they're not, you know, if you're LeBron wants to play. We've heard he wants to play, so you have to assume it's, you know, it's not LeBron, it's not a Giannis, and it's not, you know, a Kawhi Leonard. If it's not, you know, a big star in any of those three teams, in my opinion, I don't really care because I think that those are the three teams you're really looking to bet on at this point to win, unless, you know, you're
and I'm not saying this as a homer because God knows I am one, but you don't think that the Celtics are, like, in a legitimate conversation? Like, you would feel uncomfortable putting any kind of money on them?
I wouldn't put any legitimate money for them to win the NBA title. I think you're burning your money. They're not good. Listen, Milwaukee is the best team in the East, and I thought they would have a legitimate chance to be beaten, you know, when it comes to their home court, because I don't think home court is a huge advantage for them, and I think they have a chance to be beaten on the road by somebody who does have a huge home court, like Philly, Miami, Boston, something like that. Neutral site, I think it kills Philly. I mean, it absolutely kills Philly.
Philly was 29-2 at home this year.
Yeah, I mean, they're one of the best teams. Same with Miami. I mean, you know, on the road, basically you take those two teams out. So who does it help? It helps the Celtics, but I think it helps the Bucks more. So I think, you know, if you want to put some money on the Bucks or the Celtics, I mean, you should probably put some money on the Bucks because there's a good chance that those are going to be the two teams, you know, playing in the Eastern Conference Finals. One of those two teams will be. So.
I just think that if there's any year where something weird could happen, especially for a young team like the Celtics, this would be it. I agree with you, though. Milwaukee's. People forget how amazing that team was, but I just think that it wouldn't be stupid to put money on the Celtics. Matter of fact, I might do that later on.
Not stupid, with you gentlemen. definitely not stupid. It's not something I'd be looking to do.
All right, give me a degenerate special. Get me. You got me. Oh, you earned me some money last week, and it was something.
Inchon FC, baby.
It finished at what, 7 a.m. during our show?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a big thing, yeah.
Give me something. Lifshatz, Murray, what do you got?
So Dan, we can maybe give both, but I'm going Charles Schwab Golf Challenge today. I'm going Ricky Fowler to finish in the top 10 plus 350.
Ricky Fowler to finish in the top 10?
With his hats, he is a flat-brim fella.
Is that a degenerate bet, though? Is that a degenerate or just, like, a good bet? Like, I want something stupid. Like,
let's go to Dan Lifshitz.
Thanks, John.
Give me a team or an athlete I've never heard of, and let me put money on them.
Okay, I'm going to badly mispronounce this. Heads up for everyone. I apologize, because usually I get called out for mispronouncing, so I know I'm going to screw this up. Varaždin takes on Rijeka in the Croatia League One tomorrow. There you go.
I don't even know what sport that is.
It's soccer. I am taking Rijeka minus one tomorrow. On the road, Rijeka minus one. And I will be taking them to win minus one versus Varaždin.
Put the whole bankroll on it. $200.
Yeah.
Let's let it roll. $200 on Rajika? Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Is that during the show? Can we follow that during the show tomorrow?
I don't think it's during the show. No, it's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm all in.
Sure, I'm sure it's being covered all over the place.
Huge.
All right. Dan Lipschatz, Joe Murray, over 98.5, over under 98.5, the Sports Hub podcast. They're on Saturday mornings, I believe, from 7 to 8. If I have that information correct. Gentlemen, thank you so much as always, and we will talk to you next week.
Love you, Fred.
See you guys.
Love you, and go too, Rajika. Guys.
Go Rajika. Go Rajika.
All right. We will be back in just a moment.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy is a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. No!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Oh!
.5 of Sports Hub, it's Toucher and Rich, and with the return of sports, means the return of making that sweet
I'm here.
Cheddar. Hi.
Hey.
And let me tell you the sponsor. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by...
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub.
Don't you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Quail, 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And, Rich, there is a Patriot survey out for the good people of Patriot Nation.
Mm-hmm.
People that enjoy the Patriots.
Yeah, The Athletic sent out a survey to a bunch of Patriots fans, and I thought the results were somewhat interesting, and it was a two-part one. The first one was Patriots-specific, and the second one was more about Tom Brady and him leaving for Tampa Bay. So I want to start with that one because I found some of this fairly interesting. You know, first of all, they said, what were your emotions when Tom Brady left the Patriots? And people are too damn nice, because 63% said it was gratitude for 20 years and six titles, and 30% were ambivalence. Hey, it was going to end someday. And then after that, you only got about like 20% or so that were angry. How could you leave the Patriots?
That's right.
I thought it was going to, end. Now they said,
I thought that was going to be the opposite, by the way. I was shocked it wasn't, you didn't flip those numbers.
But then again, you know, in sports talk world, you know, you get people, I still don't understand how you can be mad at Brady for leaving when the team did not want him. The Gronk thing, you know, that's interesting because, you know, obviously it was that he did not want, it's not that he didn't want to play, it's that he didn't want to play for the Patriots. That's, I think, abundantly clear. So you can be mad at him, sure, as a Patriots fan, but there's no way you could be mad at Brady. As fun as it would be to be mad at Brady, that would obviously would be great if all of a sudden there was a revolt, but you can't. I mean, they did not want him. They didn't try to extend him in the offseason last year, and they sure as hell didn't do anything this season that would make him want to stick around. Now, they asked a question, is there someone you blame for Brady's departure? Now, after you get past the 69%, where they said it's no bad guy, it was just time to move on. Who do you think gets the most amount of blame after that?
Belichick.
Belichick, yes, with 14.8%. And then Brady getting 14.2% after that, and only a little sliver for Robert Kraft. So most people don't think that Robert Kraft had any fault in that. And I actually agree with
baby,
that.
I'm on the set of labor. When I'm in the garage.
Do you expect Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl in Tampa? 83% say no way. It's not going to happen.
Too many roadblocks.
Yeah, I agree.
They're going to be good, but they're even in his own division, there are too many roadblocks. I mean, to expect him, and what, you think he's got a window of 2 years before he leaves?
Yeah.
I think that's best case scenario. Yeah,
2 years. He's got at least this one and then maybe one more. Drew Brees isn't going anywhere. And, you know, Matt Ryan, when he's right, can be a pain in the ass to play against. That's just in his own division. I mean, I needless to say, of Aaron Rodgers and other, I can't see it. I don't see it.
Now, this one I found interesting because of the sheer number of people who were confident in their answer. Do you expect Gronkowski to return to a Pro Bowl level in Tampa? 76% said absolutely not. There's no way he's going to be doing that. Now, I think his numbers, as far as touchdown, like his touchdown numbers, are going to be deceiving at the end of the season. I think he's a guy that they're going to put in there when they're in the red zone. I also believe that Brady, in the first couple of weeks, is going to lean on him a lot. We've talked about how, because he's not going to be very familiar with the offense, and Gronkowski's just that. He's that comfortable trap door that you've got. They've got that chemistry.
They have weapons there. And weapons like he didn't have since Moss.
I agree.
So I'm not positive that Gronkowski's got. I mean, he's a year out of football. They have other weapons. I would not bet on that.
I think catches and yards are going to be low, but I believe that touchdowns are going to be shockingly high.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by high?
They're going to use him a ton in the red zone.
No, but like, give me a number. What are you thinking?
Double digits. I mean, you know what I mean?
I think
he'll have at least 10.
I agree that his numbers, you might be right. There's some comfort factor there, and his numbers might be big early, but to expect double-digit touchdowns with the other weapons he's got,
I think that's a long shot. Double digits, even with him not playing several games in the middle of the season, I think there's going to be a couple games.
Double digits is an awful lot of touchdowns. I mean, that's very, very rare that you get someone with double-digit touchdowns, especially a guy who's not going to play for the entire season. So I would lay that. I'd lay it down. Call me right.
I wonder what Vegas has on Rob Gronkowski. They probably got him at like 8 or something like that. But I think he's going to have – I think it's going to shock you. Now, the yards and stuff, I agree. It's not going to be that way. But I just believe there is a comfort factor that at the very beginning, Brady's just going to – you know, when all is lost and he's about to get crushed, he knows where Gronk is.
Hey, Rich, I just looked it up. How many receivers in the NFL, receivers, had double-digit touchdowns last year?
15?
3.
Wow. Wow. Well, it's – insane.
It's, Galladay from Detroit, Cooper Kupp, Rams, Mark Andrews, Baltimore. Who's a tight end? Jared Cook, New Orleans, had 9.
Yeah, that's
so,
a that's
so you're a telling
tough...
me that Kelsey didn't have double digits last year?
That's what I'm seeing here.
Yeah. Well, it's very difficult to get double-digit touchdowns in the NFL.
I just thought we were going to be shocked, and I still think we're going to be shocked. And
Kelsey had only 5 last year.
He was hurt for a while, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Okay.
But, yeah. Right.
Well, that's part of it.
You'd be surprised at some of these guys and their and lack of success scoring the ball. So, it's not easy to get 10 touchdowns.
Definitely not easy. But, you know, I think that when you've got so many people to cover on that offense, there's going to be slip-ups, there's going to be mistakes, and that's another reason why I think that he's going to be successful, at least just once again, in the limited amount of time that he's going to play. So they asked him questions here about the Patriots, and one of the questions was, what are your expectations for the Patriots this season? And they 54% say they should win the division, but it will be competitive. That's realistic. 38% says they'll fight for an 8-win season. That's kind of a depressing thought that even Patriots fans think that they're going to fight to be 500. And then the third one, which it doesn't say exactly how many, but it looks like it's about like 15% or so. It'll be, or 10% rather. It'll be a slog, and the record may end up under 500. Unbelievable.
Well, at least no one said they're going to win a Super Bowl.
No.
At least people were somewhat somewhat realistic with their expectations.
There's a question in the survey, Fred, that says how many Super Bowls are the Patriots going to win in this coming decade? And a lot of people said multiple. Some people said 3 or 4.
Okay, well, no.
I'm just saying, I agree with you, that last statement, but that doesn't mean the craziness is over. I mean,
what do you think is going to happen?
Stidham's going to make the Pro Bowl, stupid.
Yeah, and then Belichick's going to be Marv Levy coming out with like a cane and whippersnapper.
Well, basically to your point, one of the questions was, when do you expect the Patriots to win a Super Bowl next? When? And like the majority, like 58% believe in the next 3 years the Patriots are going to win a Super Bowl.
No, that's not gone. The people who are used to winning still believe they're going to win constantly. The 30, to, like anyone under the age of 30 who's used to watching the Patriots win every year thinks this is, you know, just a tiny speed bump and they're going to go right back to where they were.
My question is, how many more years is Patrick Mahomes going to play?
Yes.
And then maybe after that, you kind of write down when you think the Patriots are going to win.
Lamar Jackson, they don't screw up and
trade him or put him somewhere else. Or he gets hurt and go, God forbid.
Who's your quarterback, and then who's he going to hand the ball off to or throw to? Could be another thing that you could ask yourself when thinking of the future of the Patriots.
Yeah, they talked about, speaking of quarterbacks, what's your forecast for Jarrett Stidham? 50% say he'll be the Patriots starter for a few years, but he's not a decade-long fixture. And then right after that, it's like he'll lead the Patriots for many years and win a title with 33%.
See?
I love it. The confidence is there. The confidence is there. Got no problem with that. 15%, he's a stopgap. They're going to look for someone next season, which maybe that's the case. Who knows? I mean, you know, you're right, Fred. He didn't have a great final season, but the year before that, he was fine in college. How many more seasons do you expect Bill Belichick, who's now 68, to coach the Patriots? It's almost like in three different parts, almost equally. 35% say 5 or more years they're expecting him to coach the Patriots. And then 33% says 4 more years. And then after that, it's 3 more years, but not much less.
Well, good. They can have a 75-year-old coach.
And finally, Fred,
to the kids.
I know. Here's my favorite one, which I know you're going to enjoy. Whenever Bill Belichick leaves, who would you like to see as the next Patriots head coach? Let's start at the bottom and go up. With 11%, Steve Belichick, his name is in there, of course, the son of Bill Belichick.
That's a job-hard one.
with 18%, a totally new coach, they should begin anew. With 20%, someone else from the Belichick tree, and with 50% of the vote there, Fred, the old elf man himself, Mr. Josh McDaniels, they've got him at 50% of the fans want him to succeed Bill Belichick when he takes off.
Well, we shall see. I mean, you know, he's got a lot of talent on offense to work with this year. I'm sure it will go off without a hitch. Listen, if the offense is good this year, even though he was a coward and wouldn't take other jobs, yeah, I would give him some credit. Then I'd want Belichick to coach for 7 more years and have McDaniels just sit there waiting and waiting and waiting as the team got worse and worse and worse. But, you know, if he comes in and the offense does well, what am I going to say? All right, we'll be right back in just a moment. Here are the headlines.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
.5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Do you see this article that Nick sent us that Mel Brooks said Blazing Saddles was the funniest movie of all time?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It is a good movie, but it's not the funniest movie of all time.
But he made it. I mean, he's probably talking about how he's proud of his movie. I mean, I didn't really get anything too crazy out of that. Just a guy who's like, yeah. Like, it would be the singer of Warrant saying Cherry Pie is the greatest album of all time.
So exactly the same thing.
Well, I don't know when he died young. I don't think that was on his headstone. Cherry Pie is the best. You know, I think it haunted him, as a matter of fact, throughout his years.
It's the singer of Wheatus saying the Teenage Dirtbag is the greatest sequel of all time. Or the
Wheatus,
single of all time.
The Wheatus, that guy really hit it out of the park with that voice.
Somewhere Hardy is just like pumping his fist in the air going, now you're talking my random alternative music language here.
Hey, Lithium. Maybe get to know it.
That's right.
No, but I found that to be a wild statement, and especially coming from a guy who made it. I mean, he can't look back and go, "It's not very funny."
I mean, hang on, you're saying because there was when I was a kid, there was a scene in Blazing Saddles
where they fart,
and it's like I thought it was the funniest thing ever when I was a kid. I've seen it recently; it's still brilliant. It's a brilliantly filmed scene. Now, the whole movie as a whole, I haven't seen that part, but I pulled up that scene probably because I'm Rich Shurtleff and I enjoy that stuff. But I pulled up that scene within like last year, and I remember sitting there like dying laughing at just how perfect that scene was. Where they're like, more beans, and he goes, "I'd say you've had enough." It's such a stupid scene, but it's perfect. The rest of it, you know, it's obviously a movie you couldn't make today. Oh, yeah, I mean,
not even close.
Well, the black guy's the hero of the movie. I mean, it's making fun of racism. So, excuse me.
Okay. I'm eating on the air.
How's breakfast?
I wouldn't call it breakfast. It's just food. Okay. But I mean, that's not a top 100 comedy. I mean,
if
they gave you 100 movies, comedies, at what point would you watch Blazing Saddles?
Would I put Blazing Saddles?
No. Like they gave you 100 comedies, and you got 2 months to watch them.
Blazing Saddles isn't a funny movie. Like, I mean, it's not unfunny. There's parts of it that are pretty damn funny.
I don't know. I mean, it's no Spaceballs.
Well, you see, Spaceballs, once again, came out at the perfect age. Like, yeah, for
Spaceballs
me.
A better movie.
Yeah, yeah. Spaceballs still has one or two scenes that are funny. But, I mean,
well, that's all you need if you're making a 90-minute film.
But, I mean, how many comedies have you seen where you haven't laughed, you've just been mildly amused? I mean, it's almost rare now that there's a movie that comes out where you're belly laughing through the entire thing. I mean, I'm trying to figure out the last film that I saw where I was just like... So the films that I remember laughing the hardest that I saw, like when the first time I saw them, I remember when I was in the theater and I saw Home Alone for the first time. And once again, I was like a kid. But still, to this day, that was amazing at the end of it. It's all slapstick, of course. People getting hit the balls, all that. Team America, World Police, the first time I saw that, I cackled through the entire movie. The Step Brothers. Every time, even to this day, I still laugh at Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last one where I was like cackling the entire time.
See, the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie was Billy Madison, which I obviously wouldn't have the same reaction today. But I still, if Anchorman's on, I still laugh.
Sure. Yeah, Anchorman's a good one.
And even Anchorman 2, when he brings out like nuts and bolts for them to eat. He's like appetizers, and he's putting food in the dishwasher.
You know, I don't remember much of Anchorman 2. Like, no. I saw it, and it kind of came and went. I was like, all right, that was pretty good.
No, but Anchorman 2 is... See, my favorite comedy of all time is Anchorman. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Blazing Saddles... I can't sit through Blazing Saddles. That's how bad I think it is. I can't sit through it. I've tried to. You ever go through a phase where you're like, I'm going to watch these movies, you know?
Sure, old movies to kind of like, oh, well, let's see if I can rediscover why people think these movies are so great. I've done it recently, yes.
Yeah, like Chinatown sucks. Like, it's like things like that, and then I couldn't get through. In fact, Mel Brooks has never made a good movie.
I thought History of the World Part 2 or whatever, Part of Whatever, wasn't terrible.
Young Frankenstein, when I was a kid, I thought was funny.
Bad.
These are all like those movies came out like before we were even born, a lot of them. And so like they were old movies when we watched them. Robin Hood, Men in Tights.
That was horrible.
He made some bad ones.
Really bad.
Dracula, Dead and Loving It with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, God. Awful.
Dead and Loving It.
God.
And, you know, I've never seen The Producers, and I know that the play is supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, but that's supposed to be fantastic.
The only thing I know about The Producers is the season of Curb Your Enthusiasm. And they don't even really show The Producers. They just kind of show him doing one number. I don't think Mel Brooks has made a good movie.
Okay, so I'm looking at here's the films he directed. The Producers, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, Silent Movie, I remember being funny when I was a kid. I saw that,
come
too.
Come on, like, give me a break.
I never saw it.
Movie's kind of funny. History of the World Part 1, I've never seen it, to be honest.
It's not bad.
Spaceballs, loved it when it came out.
But have you watched it recently?
Yeah, I've watched it in the past year. I have. And it was...
And it's horrible.
Well, okay, there's some lines in it that are so bad that they made me laugh. Like, just, like, such groaners that are just, like, I mean, really bad. I mean, like, Yogurt the Wonderful, Yogurt the Mystic goes, please, I'm just plain yogurt. I mean, it's so stupid that I just looked at my wife like, we used to die at this movie. But it makes me feel good when I watch Spaceballs. It's a comfortable movie to watch.
You know what he's got here, according to IMDb, is he has a show called The Nut House, which I'm sure was great. Love Stinks.
Never saw that one. Robin Hood, Men in Tights. You know what? I'll give Mel Brooks all the credit in the world because he basically launched the career of David Lynch. So, like, after David Lynch made Eraserhead, which
And I'm a huge David Lynch fan.
Oh, that's
Eraserhead is almost impossible to watch without getting disturbed. So disturbed you have to turn it off. So after Eraserhead happened at a screening, Mel Brooks went up to him and went, "You're a maniac." And he goes, "I want to produce like your next film. I have the rights to The Elephant Man. Will you direct it?" And then The Elephant Man is a masterpiece.
Well, The Elephant Man also scared the hell out of me because it was on HBO every 5 seconds when I was growing up. And
The Elephant Man is nightmarish. Yeah, that is. But Mel Brooks launched one of my favorite directors' careers, so I will give him credit for that as well.
But, I mean, he also did Dracula the Dead and Loving It, which is...
Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh,
that's just awful.
Smart.
Yeah, Get Smart was the one with Steve Carell. He made. He didn't direct that though.
He was a producer. He wasn't a director, right?
No, he wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that's the one that they're talking about, now that's no Dragnet remake with Tom Hanks.
See, I like that movie. I like that movie a lot.
With Pagan, People yes. Against Goodness and Normalcy.
Nice job, yeah. Joe.
So I don't remember much about that either.
That was a good movie, Dragnet.
Do you remember the movie Shinbone Alley?
No. Who doesn't remember the old Shinbone Alley? No.
That stupid... You know what I hate about Mel Brooks?
What?
Is that he does that thing with Carl Reiner, the 2,000-year-old man.
Yep.
And people are like, okay, sit back. Like, this is comedy at its greatest.
They made a sequel to it, too. They did, 13 years later. And you know what they called it? The 2013-year-old man.
Okay. So, like, the audio recording of it, and they'll go, and then so, like, they'll be on a television show, and they'll go, all right, everyone, this is the funniest thing in the world. And they start doing it, and you're like, this is awful. This isn't funny at all. Like, this is the opposite of funny. It's driving me insane.
I'm trying to think of like movies that have just made me cackle throughout, and how long it's been since. Now, there's been TV shows that have done it.
Yeah,
that I Think You Should Leave was spot on. And there's ones that I was shocked at how good they were. You know what movies on the other day was Hot Rod. With Andy Samberg. Whatever you think about Andy Samberg, Hot Rod is shockingly funny. Like
Pam Brady wrote it.
From South Park, absolutely. Like that movie is way better than it should be. It's been a while since I've seen a film that just made me. I remember the first time I saw Ace Ventura in the theater that I died laughing.
Yes, but now that's not funny anymore either.
You might be
like,
right.
I played it for my kids, and they're like, eh. And that's exactly who it's for. Anchorman, Billy, the hardest I've ever laughed at a movie was Billy Madison when it first came out.
God, that's so funny, because when Billy Madison first came out, I thought it was like a disappointment. I went back years later and it was funnier, but I don't know. But then I loved Happy Gilmore. I love The Waterboy. Like The Waterboy, that's got, for some reason, the Waterboy and Mr. Deeds are not the ones that most people like of Adam Sandler, but those might be the two that make me laugh the most. And it's mostly the side characters in both of them.
Yeah, because I wasn't even that familiar with Sandler when I saw the movie. I remember where I was, and just, like, I didn't know what he did, and it was so dumb that I, like, couldn't stop laughing. So, that is the thing that has made me laugh the most. All right, coming up, we have, Rich, something very special. It is James Corden, who's married with a child. And Rob Gronkowski, they came out last night. Oh, no, they like came out on television to do their work last night. And we will talk about that coming up at 8.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And baseball swears they're coming back.
Manfred says 100% they're coming back.
It's going to happen. The commission will say, this is what we're doing. You can play or not play, but we're going to play 48 or 50 games. And we're going to start in late July. We're going to be done by early October. We're going to have 16 teams in. You can join the party or go home. That's essentially what this is going to come down to.
Yeah, it's unfortunate they have to wait until the end of July when everything else is kicking off.
Yep.
When they could have gotten it when there was more interest, but what are you going to do?
I just think that at this point, you know, as somebody who is a casual fan like me, I mean, I know that Wallach, this would crush you if they didn't have a season. As a casual fan, if they came back, fine. Right now, we've had such a desert of sports. There's been nothing that I don't even mind being assaulted. Like, while there's games going on in the playoffs for hockey and for basketball, just having that on the one TV in the back of the sports bar that none of us are allowed to go into yet, that just kind of warms my heart, just knowing that that's going on. But to be honest, their ratings are going to suck.
You have this wrong, Rich. I'm not going to be crushed if there's no season. I was just talking to a friend of mine last night about this. At this point, I want them not to have a season to teach everyone a lesson. I want them to lose fans. I want them to wake up and realize that it isn't like they think it is, and that fans won't come crawling back because there are other options, especially this summer, and fans will have memories of next year in the fall. So, and next year in the spring, rather. I mean, I want them to understand that this is going to hurt their business, that they're going to lose millions of dollars as a result of this in gate revenue.
And how funny would the storylines be? Like, Mookie Betts never plays a game for the Dodgers, possibly.
Yeah, Red Sox win the trade. Good for
Alex,
them. Yeah.
Alex Cora he's never not the manager.
That's right.
Comes back next
spring.
Red Sox.
Sure.
Right, you've got that. You know, a lot of the stuff with the Astros just kind of, I mean, you wonder if you can be that angry for over a year. The answer is probably yes. Like, are they still going to get, you know, a ball to the ribs for the first several months? You know, each one of the guys from the Astros, who knows? But you're right. I mean, that's like the storylines of this season not happening and just imploding are almost worth it. You know, it's almost worth it just for that, for there to be no baseball.
But the players and owners need to understand that the fans are angry. The core fans are angry. And Fred, I don't know if you agree with me, but the core, I'm angry that it's come to this, and they deserve to get whatever they get as a result.
I mean, yeah, you can come back now. You can play, and you've chosen not to. Yeah, it's very annoying. It makes you apathetic, which is the worst thing you can be as a fan.
Yep.
Is to be apathetic. Yeah, I mean, if they would have, you know, started when they could have, if they would have been opening the season in, you know, a couple weeks, it would have been a great story, and they would have been heroes, and you would get people that don't usually watch the game. You'd get younger people watching the game. I mean, Jesus, people are watching NASCAR. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you turn around and you have baseball there. Well, people are going to watch it, and they missed that opportunity. It was the ultimate marketing opportunity.
All right, so Fred, I have a question for you. So if they end up steamrolling, they being the owners, if they steamroll ahead and they say, all right, well, I know you guys want to meet us in the middle, but we have the contractual right to be able to put 50 games out there, the number that we want, so we're going to have 50 games, and whoever wants in is in, and whoever doesn't, then you're not going to play. What percentage of of like high name players, like star players, do you think will just say, well, I'm going to sit this out then, if that's the case?
Most.
Yeah. I agree. I think you're going to have certain teams where almost the entire, like, you know, the starters will sit out. And then there's going to be some teams who are going to have one or two. But it's going to be interesting. And you wonder if there's going to be like a scab type of mentality that these stars will almost guilt some of these other players that, hey, you're not standing with us. We're trying to make a stand against these owners who would push
you
around.
Yeah, and then I would say it's easy for you because you're set for the rest of your life.
Right.
And I got
screw
it.
You. I make $250,000 this year.
All right. And exactly. I got 2 years left probably where I can play in the majors. And I need all the money I can get. So, yeah, screw you. Because, you know, I'm on the roster or I'm on the AAA roster, and, yeah, I'm playing. Yeah. I mean, I need the money. So a scab situation is when, like, when the NFL, everyone agreed not to play, and then you had people coming out of, you know, car washes, you know, starting for the Patriots. This is a lot different. This is a guy who's, you know, served his time in either in professional baseball in one way, shape, or form, mm-hmm. and now they're need the money.
Yep.
All right. No commercials here, just the headlines, and then we get joined by a very, very masculine man.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.